So here are three cases of symmetry. We've seen these before. The top picture, the top figure, is a bell-shaped distribution. In this case, the mean, the median, and the mode are all exactly the same number, and that's the number right smack in the middle of the distribution. The distribution on the bottom left is bimodal. So in this case, it has two modes. So we kind of have to throw the mode out of this equation because there are two of them. But the mean and the median are the same number. Again, that's the number right in the middle of the distribution. So when we have this general situation, particularly when you have when you know the mean and the median are the same, you have symmetry. If it's unimodal with the mean and the median the same, you have the top situation. If it's multimodal, then it's a little bit hard to describe exactly what the distribution will look like, except if the mean and the median are equal, it will be symmetrical. Okay, now the bottom right is what we call the rectangular distribution, and you can think about this distribution in a couple ways. One is that there's no mode. Nonetheless, the median and the mean are still going to be the same, and that makes it, therefore, symmetrical. Or you could think of it as multimodal, with every single point being a mode. It doesn't really matter which way you think of it. Some books talk about it as infinitely modal. Other people say it has no mode. It doesn't matter. The median and the mean will be the median and the mean will be the same in this distribution in all rectangular distributions. So at least you know it's going to be symmetrical. So I tend to call it multimodal symmetrical, but other people tend to say it has no mode. It doesn't matter to me too much which way you do it. The mean is equal to the median and mode if it's unimodal. And again, rectangular distributions have no mode in some books, have multimodes in other books.